Well, after such a wonderful introduction, I feel like I don't really have much to say to introduce myself, other than I've been a parishioner for about 4 years, just before Hillary and I got married here. And Lori asked me to speak to you today to give my perspective on stewardship and honestly just to ask you to join with me in making a pledge on October 30th. As I've been reflecting over stewardship and making a pledge and giving to the church over the past couple of weeks, I realized that there are three sort of big reasons why I made my initial pledge and why I continue to renew it each year. First reason I pledge and I give to the church is because that I believe that it is the best, most important way that I can positively impact the world. Our offerings work to support God's work in the world, both directly and indirectly. Over the past few Sundays, I'm sure you've been here for the ministry fair. You've seen the ones that the church is directly involved in, the hunger ministry, the shelter ministry, the Episcopal City Mission. It was so powerful 3-4 weeks ago when everyone who was involved in ministry stood and the entire congregation was on their feet. But then besides what we as a church are doing directly, we also have to think about all of the parishioners and things that they're doing that help the world outside of the church. Leaders in groups really across St. Louis, they all have their spiritual home here. And it's important for us to exist. Our congregation, our clergy, foster and encourage each and every one of us to bring Christ with us into the world. Second reason I pledge is because I want the church to be able to plan for the future. The higher the number of people, the parishioners who make pledges, the greater degree of certainty that the finance committee can set its budget. And this isn't asking everyone to give a certain dollar amount. This is making sure that we're at 100% and not 80% and not 85%. But having that certainty that even people who think of themselves as giving occasionally help the church and its leadership plan for the future. With a reliable budget, our church's financial management can continue to be proactive rather than reactive. The third reason that I pledge is because it helps me deepen my relationship with God. Giving to the church is something that I have had ingrained in me since childhood. I was blessed to be raised in the church and to see the example of my parents writing a check each and every week. I've been a regular giver, gosh, for as long as I can remember. But it took me until a couple of years ago to finally take that extra step and make a pledge. And I thought that regular giving was enough. I had plenty of reasons. I felt very comfortable in the fact that, well, I didn't fill out a card, but I at least give. But the truth is, I had been avoiding pledging because it forced me to do some things that are very difficult. First, it made me confront how much more I could be doing to serve the Lord each and every day. It also forced me to make an explicit decision to worship the Lord above all else, above any number of things that I also want to do. Things like giving nicer Christmas and birthday gifts to my family, visiting my parents or my brother and his little niece, or my little niece, visiting my wife's family. You know, all my family's out of town, and giving to the church instead of seeing family is difficult. Getting ahead on paying off my lingering student loans that have been over my head for years now and will be for years. All of those things are subordinated to God. And then finally, what was possibly the most difficult was putting my faith that every day in the coming year is going to be in God's hands. So at the end of the day, there are some strong rational reasons for making a pledge. Our pledges better our community and enable more effective church leadership. But most importantly, it gives each and every one of us a reason to humble ourselves and to place our faith in God's faithfulness towards us. So I encourage you to join with me in seizing the opportunity to exalt God's work in our lives by making a pledge to His church on October 30th.